This is Kennedy Malloy. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hello, Australia, you magnificent bastards. Welcome to the big Monday edition of Kennedy Malloy. We've got a chock-a-block show lined up for you today, James.
We have, and I'm in particularly buzzy mood today. I'm on top of the world. Yeah, I'm very happy with myself.
Hey, we'll go overseas to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Some shenanigans going on there that you're across.
I'm across, and hasn't been well received for everyone, but I'll let you know because it's bloody funny.
It's bloody funny stuff. We have a girl in this office who, and she's not the corporate wing.
No.
She's just an ordinary citizen like you and I,
yep,
working for a Cromwellian regime which doesn't overpay people.
Yes.
And she's bought a pair of $3,000 shoes.
Yes. 3,000, and they're actually runners.
Okay, her name's Maddie, and we're going to get in Erin here to explain
this. Yeah, because people must have made stupid purchases in their life.
To understand.
How excited am I? I'll tell you why I'm happy today. We've got a couple of amazing guests coming in. We've got Jim and Effie coming on.
Right. All thanks to Nick Giannopoulos and Mary Kustis.
That's right. Our good friends, and they're going to come in because there's going to be a bit of a return to the Wogs Out of Work
A great new
scenario.
Show that we've waited a long time for coming up and been doing a national tour.
They will
we'll
be
get to the bottom
doing
of that.
Indeed.
And you behave yourself. Simon Baker's coming in. Oh, don't make any
news. Listen, don't worry about me. I'm cool as a cucumber around people like Simon Baker. Trust me.
He is coming in to promote Breath. His directorial debut. We spoke to Tim Winton last week.
Who wrote the book
This is
of
a
the
good
film.
Aussie flick.
Great film.
Involved. Prince Harry.
Oh, yeah, she's under the... Megan's got the
she
whip
has
out.
Got him by the cahoonies.
She's got him on a diet now. I'm going to tell you what she's doing and making him... I'm sure other guys have gone through this.
Had
to make a few changes before the wedding photos.
We'll be hoping to hear from you about that goatee that had to go.
And some big news on the weekend that really put a smile on my dial, Dave.
I know what you're talking about, Jane.
ABBA.
Oh, jeez.
Thank you for
couple
the music.
Couple of new songs. Thank you for the new songs, Benny and Bjorn.
Calls, tweets, we'll take it all on the Big Monday program. Good to see you both, Jane. Good to see you.
You too, guys. You're looking really, really on your toes today, Jane.
I'm just happy. I'm in a really happy mood today.
Good for you.
Yeah.
All right. Bang on about it.
You're happy.
What did you do? What was it? Well, Tigers won on the weekend. And thank you very much to Eddie McGuire. I was a guest of his.
I was
in Melbourne for the Collingwood Richmond clash.
Did he mention you in his speech?
Oh, he did. He was very kind and lovely.
Wow, really?
He's
he
very
was
good
kind
at
about
that
you.
He was very. He's very good at that stuff.
He does a great job.
He had him in the palm of his hands. Great clash between two heritage sides. You know how much I love the Tigers.
I know, and you're especially happy because the Tigers won. I'm really good.
What have you been
doing? I have been busy today. Oh, Monday's my day where I just catch up on a few things. I noticed also that just near my house, it's hard rubbish collection day, week.
In your neighbourhood, people would be throwing out $20,000 sheds lunches, I reckon.
Well, we've got
That'd be a good place because you are in the leafy suburbs.
I know. I'm in a diverse and very eclectic suburb. I have many apartments. It's quite transient in the area. Yes, a lot of...
lots of visiting billionaires.
Not really. Well, look, I didn't have as much stuff as I wanted to put out. I just realised at the time. But I looked out and there
You didn't sneak some stuff out onto someone else's hard rubbish pile. That's terrible.
Yeah, no, I might have.
What have you done?
I noticed there was a stinky old mattress and a crusty couch and there was a well-worn coffee table. I thought, you know what? When I looked at that pile of discarded rubbish, I thought of you.
What, the mattress?
Shut up, Dave.
No, I just
thought. What are you laughing at?
I know what would look perfect on top of that pile.
What are you talking about?
Let me just take you back to Friday.
I have three Richmond prints in my room where I watch football.
Oh, yes, I've seen
those. And they're Rennie Ellis. And they are, to me, they're the embodiment of the Richmond Football Club.
If there was a fire, what would you grab in your...
I would grab those three prints first. I'd probably send my boys in to get them.
I've had a busy morning.
I'm getting a little uncomfortable with this conversation.
Oh, well, I've been to your place today, but you weren't there.
Well, I wasn't there. I was working.
Because I've got the code and I know how to get into your house.
Okay.
Let's just say I might have got my hands on those coveted Richmond prints that look pretty snazzy on top of the hard rubbish collection outside my house. I'm just going to show you proof.
Oh, she's showing the photo of the paintings.
What a mole. Hey,
There you go. Now, hey.
Now, listen to
they
me.
They could
listen,
still be there because that was about Jane, 3 hours ago and things go pretty funny. Quickly around my area. So
Jane.
Okay, it's
can
this
I
simple.
Say something? You've let yourself down here.
No, I have not. It's this
where
simple.
Where are they as we speak?
Well, they could be gone because, you know, there's hard rubbish professional collectors. You know, they go around and they see stuff.
Okay.
I don't
I see
know.
What you're doing here.
Photos, by the way, we'll just post those on Instagram at Kennedy Malloy.
Put them on right now.
To see.
No, don't give away, just
no listen. Give away listen to me right now.
Can you identify where they are?
Maybe.
I'm not going to say.
Shut up, Dave. You're not helping.
Listen to me.
What?
And listen very carefully.
This is not. You know what? You're better than this.
No, I'm not. I am not better than this.
I expected more from you.
When we go to a song now,
what?
I want you to go and get my flipping jacket. And I will arrange for these.
That's wrong.
If they're still here.
I'm calling the
if
cops.
If they're there.
Did you hear my
well,
house?
I might have to call the cops to get them for me. If you give me my jacket back, that's the deal.
Do you know what you've done?
Is it a deal, Mick Malloy?
You let yourself down and all women down.
Is it a deal? Is it a deal?
You'll get your stinking jacket.
Oh.
Get your stinking jacket. Give me that.
Yes.
Get my prints.
I hope they're still there.
Yeah, well.
They're pretty coveted. They're worth a lot.
Wow.
Oh, yes. Dead shit.
Oh, yes.
That mattress looks pretty good, too, by the way.
I might take that.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Catherine just tweeted, go, Jane, revenge is served.
Very disappointing.
Yes. And it feels good, and I'm back with my jacket.
Very disappointing.
It has been dry cleaned, not organised by you, by the way, but it feels good.
You could have risen have above that.
Well, why would I?
You could have been the bigger person, and you've just
I've been so patient, it's
swamp.
Not funny.
Jumped
honestly.
Into the swamp.
The crap
you, you know
put
you've
up
done? You've broken
me.
A trust.
What are you talking
you
about?
You have broken a trust between you and me. This could have irreparably
you've broken
damaged
my
our
trust
relationship.
About 1,000 times before. Stupid prince.
Well, that was just a violation of my
I don't think it was, and I'm pretty chuffed that I did
privacy.
That. And I'm glad I finally got
I feel,
this jacket back.
Feel nude.
You feel nude? Not literally.
Well,
we're going
maybe.
On.
Anyway, what are we doing?
Okay.
Get on with it.
I'm going to move on. Let's shift gears a little. I'm going to take you to the White House Correspondents'
yes.
Dinner, which was on Saturday
it's
night
It's a
in
famous
Washington.
Dinner. It's Washington, black tie, all the press turn up. It's a very big
and
occasion.
And it's a roast,
it's a roast,
basically.
A roast of the sitting president.
That's right. And also journalists at the time are also roasted and they get a comedian. Of the day.
It's a big in-house.
It really is. And now every year the president goes, only one other time that the president hasn't turned up, and that was Ronald Reagan because he had just had an assassination attempt on him and they didn't think the timing was right. But of course Donald Trump did not
He didn't go last year.
He went to Michigan.
He didn't go last year, he didn't go this year.
That's right. So he doesn't turn up. They had comedian Michelle Wolf, who's at The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, and she's just bloody funny.
She's hilarious. We looked at getting her on this show as a correspondent at the start of the year because we think she's as good as anyone going around.
And also, the vibe of this is it's not a cuddle fest.
It's not a cuddle fest.
It's a pretty hardcore roast. But I just thought.
And that's the reason why Trump won't go.
Of because course,
he
he's a baby.
He's, he knows he's going to cop it. He's been roasted there in the past.
He has.
By past presidents.
Yes.
So.
Well, I just thought I'd just pick out a couple of, a bit of some of Michelle's jokes. And this is how she opened proceedings.
Good evening. Here we are, the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Like a porn star says when she's about to have sex with a Trump, let's get this over with. And I know as much as some of you might want me to, it's 2018 and I'm a woman, so you cannot shut me up. Unless you have Michael Cohen wire me $130,000. Of course, Trump isn't here, if you haven't noticed. He's not here. And I know I would drag him here myself, but it turns out the President of the United States is the one pussy you're not allowed to grab. Trump's also an idea guy. He's got loads of ideas. You gotta love him for that. He wants to give teachers guns, and I support that, because then they can sell them for things they need, like supplies. Fox News is here, so you know what that means, ladies. Cover your drinks. Seriously.
That's funny.
Oh, okay.
No, they're gold-plated jokes.
All right,
that's
right. Now, one of the people that generally cops it every year is the White House press secretary.
Absolutely. This is a custom.
It is a custom. It happens to be a woman this year. It's Sarah Huckabee.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Yes.
And, of course, we have Sarah Huckabee Sanders. I have to say, I'm a little starstruck. I love you as Aunt Lydia in The Handmaid's Tale. Mike Pence, if you haven't seen it, you would love it. Every time Sarah steps up to the podium, I get excited because I'm not really sure what we're going to get. You know, a press briefing, a bunch of lies, or divided into softball teams. I actually really like Sarah. I think she's very resourceful. Like, she burns facts, and then she uses that ash to create a perfect smoky eye. Like, maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's lies. Probably lies.
Okay, so you might have noticed some, there was some boos, some people left, and then you go, oh my God, this, it was funny.
This is
what it is, and they do have to harden up.
Well,
there's a precedent for people being really quite tough at these nights and pretty scathing. And in fact, I do have one more clip. It's actually of President Obama himself.
Yes.
Possibly encouraging an assassination.
The Jonas Brothers are here. They're out there somewhere. Sasha and Malia are huge fans. But boys don't get any ideas. I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming. You think I'm joking?
Yeah, there you go.
The reason why Donald Trump does is the reason why this all started was Donald. He went Donald Trump.
Yes,
at
he
the
did.
2011 White
Which was
House press conference.
A big mistake.
And they reckon that's what's driven him to become president of the United States of America. Yep. That stuff is great. He's been getting mixed reviews, and I'll tell you one of the reasons why. Mm. Because she went the press too. She actually had a crack at the press for creating this monster and living off this monster
and
using him. And it's funny.
And they're embarrassed
the press find it amusing until the guns are trained on them. And the Washington Post has got very sniffy all of a sudden. Anyway, very funny stuff.
And it is comedy. It's supposed to be funny, so everybody lighten up. Well, speaking of comedy, we're going to speak to someone next who spent $3,000 on a pair of runners.
Maddie, outrageous.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
We've got a special guest in the studio, a girl who works here at the station. Maddie, hello. Maddie, how are you?
Good, guys. How are you?
Not too bad. Maddie, what department are you in here at
I work in talent.
In talent, okay.
Yeah.
So I don't mean to be demeaning about this, but that's rank and file employment here at this regime. You're not in the corporate section, are you?
Oh no, absolutely not.
You're
I'm
suggesting
about the
that Maddie's not like CEO.
She's not a high flyer at this stage.
She's one of us.
She could be.
As I said, rank and file. Yeah. How old are you, Maddie?
I'm 25.
And you've been here for about a year.
Yeah, so about a year.
Earning your stripes, so to speak. there's a huge kerfuffle outside.
Yes,
our,
there was the
our
other
office
day.
On Friday. I said, what's going on? Okay, we're all, it was like seagulls swabbling over a chip. Has everyone huddled around Maddie? And I go, what's going on? So Maddie just bought a new pair of shoes. I said, so what's so special about that? And they said, well, why don't you tell us how much they cost, Maddie?
Well, they were $3,000.
Women are idiots.
And how would you describe them, man?
Oh, they're beautiful.
Well, Jane, what are they?
They're runners. They're white runners, but they do have amazing sparkle all over them.
They're crystals.
They're they Swarovski crystals?
Yeah.
Oh, pardon me, Maddie.
Oh, my God. They're Swarovski crystalled runners, now, and that's huge. What brand are they, in fact?
Christian Louboutin.
I didn't know Christian Louboutin made run it. Oh, sorry, woman's joke.
I don't know any of the words you're saying right now.
Okay, so you've worn them to work today? So did you walk in? Are these the shoes you wear to work to change into your proper shoes?
Well, I come from Flinders Street Station. They're not the most comfortable shoes.
Right.
You don't walk around in them, you just wear them inside?
Just inside, yeah.
Did you say they're not comfortable?
No. I had to put some insoles in them.
They're not comfortable.
I did put some lamb's wool insoles.
Did you try them on before you bought them?
Oh, yeah.
How did you
buy
them?
I had to get them a half size too big. They're out of stock of my actual size, so they don't even fit me properly.
Were these from online or in a shop?
No, Chad's did.
In a shop.
Yeah,
okay,
in a shop.
So in a big shopping mall in Australia.
Would you kick a footy in those?
God, no.
Do you think they're selling out of these?
Oh, well, yeah, they are. They're sold out online now.
They're sold out online.
I rest my case.
Women are idiots.
Now,
Hang on. Now, you made a point before to Mick when he's having a go. What did you say to Mick about some investments he might have made?
Well, I said that you would quite happily spend $3,000 on golf clubs or something.
Yes.
But yes, but not golf shoes. I buy them for about $50.
Who cares about golf shoes? No one cares about them.
What is wrong with you?
I'll probably get more hours of use out of these shoes than you would any set of golf clubs.
Okay, so you've worn them here today. What happens if it starts raining between now and, say, you going home?
Oh, Mick.
Well, you put them in their individual bags because they have one each.
Oh, Maddie.
And then you put them inside another bag and then you put your runners on and you walk home.
Correct.
Can I buy the left one off you for $2,000? I'll take that. Did you buy them one at a time? How did you do it? You put down a mortgage? What did you do?
I just maxed the credit card.
Oh.
See, this is what I love about young people of today.
Forget about avocado and toast.
Avocado and an apartment. Forget about that. Oh, look, but, you know, it doesn't matter. Young people, I've made a bit of a doozy of a purchase lately.
Well, what did you get?
Here we go, Eva. Strap yourself in as we widen the net. Mm.
Well, we might have to get callers on this because I'm sure other people have made some really stupid purchases lately.
But we're talking about you. Have a listen to this one, Maddie.
What have you bought?
I bought a handbag.
I
haven't bought one for a really long time, like years and
here
years.
Here come the disclaimers.
How much, Jane? I'm not going to say.
Was it the price of a small car?
No.
What kind of bag?
No, it's much.
What kind of bag is it?
It's a Chanel bag.
Oh.
I mean, there's the issue.
Oh, no.
So it's a couple of Gs.
Right.
What?
Yeah.
And can I ask this?
For a bag.
When you...
Yeah, it's for... Hey, mate. Try a Birkin. Bag.
She's underplaying this. Don't you worry about this. Let me ask you a couple of other questions about it. Where were you when you bought it?
I was overseas.
Overseas, really? I'm going to say stab Europe.
Okay.
Was your partner, Rob, was he in trouble when you made this purchase? This could also go to price.
He did perhaps say, did I want to think about it instead of my 5-minute snap purchase?
Okay.
For what it was.
Did he have to pay in one of those giant novelty checks that Richie Beno used
to... You know that I paid for it myself. Right. Thanks very much.
Okay. Yeah, I'm guessing he was in trouble.
That's interesting. He had nothing to do with it.
All right. Well,
so it's my own
handbag. And you know what? You need a handbag that costs thousands of dollars just to put all your usual crap into it. What did we find in this?
I have the biggest bag of all time.
Yeah, walkie talkies in there, I remember.
This is my lady handbag. It's a different thing.
Walkie talkies in there, Dave.
Remember? That's right. Well, I won't be putting my walkie talkies in my Chanel.
All right.
Maddie,
I'm
wrapped for you because I have to say, You rock those runners, and
thanks
if anybody
so support,
should be wearing
Jane.
Them, it should be you. You look hot.
Thank you so much.
Don't you listen? Stay away from him because he's very dangerous. He takes bomber jackets, and he might take one of your shoes. And I know your office is very close to us.
How's this? So.
Yeah, I'll be taking him home.
Maddie's sitting there wearing a $3,000 runners, and you're sitting there in a stinky Triple M bomber
this
jacket.
Is not stinky. It has been dry cleaned as directed by management here. I said you better dry clean it.
Why don't we go open this up to
our
callers?
Okay, let's do it.
1-333-53 is a number.
Guys too. Yeah. I've made a couple of purchases.
You almost made a stupid one today if I didn't hold you back.
I had my credit card cut off in a strip club.
Please don't tell me that. Don't tell me that.
You knew that.
I don't need to hear that.
What have you bought that you shouldn't have?
I've got a good one.
1-333-53. Hey, by the way, we've posted the photos of Maddie's shoes on Instagram
Facebook. Well done,
Maddie. Check that at Kennedy Malloy. Take your calls right after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Hey, lots of reaction about Maddie's shoes online on Facebook.
$3,000 they cost her.
$3,000. Michael Fiscalini says, are you sure they're not Dunlop volleys after a bedazzler session? Luke wants to know, $3,000, how many Mitcoins is that?
One Mitcoin.
And one.
Dusan Mandic on Instagram says, oh my God, they are worth every cent.
They are, and they were Swarovski crystals for all of you who don't know what a Swarovski is.
I would pay $3,000 for a very good, well-looked-after pair of kayaks.
Love those shoes.
What happened to the kayak?
Yeah, I know. Terrible in the wet, though.
Well,
terrible in the wet.
Yeah,
so good. Well, they get a bit heavy in the wet.
They
would indeed. $3,000.
I love it.
Girls are just
crazy. I love it. Girls are fantastic. Mickey, what have you bought? Have you done some crazy purchase?
I bought a golf membership.
A golf membership?
A membership at a golf club? Yeah. You don't
what,
know
for
it.
Like $1,000?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I've overheard a few figures and I'm getting hot and sweaty.
We're right up there.
What else?
I bought something on Mystique, but I can't go into
it. Oh, hang on. Is this the Isle of Mystique?
The Isle of Mystique.
You didn't buy a human being, did you? Stop. Hang on, you've really thrown me today with a few of your statements.
Yeah. We need to go back and revisit some of those, honestly.
Yeah, let's just call it purchased an item from the gift shop. At Mystique. The Island Mystique is a beautiful
place. What currency was it in?
Well,
was it US dollars? Was it Mexican?
I don't know.
What is it? What is Mystique?
Just say it was the local currency.
I'm concerned.
Women are crazy. Imelda Marcos, remember her?
Oh, yeah. She's shoe crazy.
Limo just sent me a text. He's listening. He goes, one of the great quotes, carry on Sex and the City in a moment of realisation, I've spent $40,000 on shoes and I have nowhere to live.
That's true. I remember. She's looking
What's surprising about that is that Limo watches Sex and the City.
And that's why I love him. we've had a few callers call
and let's
I'm
get involved.
Seeing some really crazy figures pump up on this board. Right. Hey, Peter, how are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. How are you, Dan?
I'm good, Peter.
What'd you buy?
Mick, this has to be worth a Mick coin, mate. I bought a Gibson guitar for $12,000, a custom made one.
Sounds about right.
$12,000, that's a lot, though.
Yeah, but it's a Gibson custom made.
Yeah, sure. So you must play well.
A bit silly. It's a bit silly because I don't play guitar, mate.
Oh.
What?
What do you do with it?
What? Well, you don't play.
I put it aside. My daughter's pretty musical, so on her 21st, she's currently...
On her 21st, if she's all good. Yeah. I like it.
Why don't you sell it and that'll pay for her 21st?
Yeah. There it is. Might.
Not a bad idea.
Get her out of jail.
I'm always thinking...
Jamie!
Yeah, mate?
Yes, mate. What'd you pay for that was a stupid, over-the-top purchase?
Well, it's a good story. I was drinking. And,
yes, most of these stories start like this.
Yeah, drunk a whole bottle of scotch. Middle of the night, mate goes, you should buy a boat. And I said, no. He goes, go on, you won't buy a boat. So I went on boat sales, found the first boat, emailed the seller. They emailed me about 5 minutes later, and the next morning I went up and, bought a boat, Briley Island.
So it's
$5,500.
In the middle of the night, you've been drinking, your mate says you should buy a boat, and you bought
one. And you did.
And the worst part is, I still haven't got the boat license yet, and I bought it last year.
Have you seriously got this boat? Is it sitting in the backyard?
Yeah, still registered, just sitting there.
Good on you, Jamie.
Thank you, that's great.
I like it. Matt, what did you buy? Stupid, over-the-top, impulse buy?
Look, it was a little bit over-the-top. I bought myself a sports car.
You bought yourself a sports car. Okay, how'd that go?
Well, I traded in the 7-seater family car because I was sick and tired of driving the two kids around in it.
Oh,
and so the sports car seats three very comfortably, even though there was five in the family.
Yeah,
so we won't know who you are, Matt.
So who'd you get rid of?
Hang on. Tell us how much you paid.
It was in the five figures. It wasn't a super big purchase, but it was enough.
Yes. Five figures is enough in my book.
Yeah, come on. Okay. And how's that going down with the family?
Oh, well, look, there's only three of us left. There was five.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to say didn't go down.
Didn't go down well.
All right.
Thanks, make your choices, Matt. Well played.
Bruce.
Hiya, how are you doing?
Good. Bruce, what's your purchase that was a bit cray?
Well, you know, when you want something for yourself, you've got to do something for your wife. I wanted a new stand-up paddleboard, so we spent $7,500 on a Louis Vuitton handbag that we kept for a year.
Yeah.
Then we had to return to the store because there was an issue with the handle. It was one of three in Australia. And in that time, in the year, the price had gone up by $500. So we returned it for $8,000 of store credit and got two $4,000 handbags. Winning.
Okay. Can I just say this, Bruce? I'm guessing you got your paddleboard.
Oh, yeah, definitely got the paddleboard.
I reckon the 7.5, you may have gone over.
Can you believe how much handbags cost?
Well, I think we're getting closer to the truth about your handbag.
No, my
research is telling me that's standard
procedure. I did not pay that much.
For a world-class
was
Chanel.
Was it a Louis Vuitton?
She said
no,
Chanel.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, she said Chanel.
I stupidly said
she
Chanel.
She stupidly said Chanel. Go and look it up.
Don't look it up.
Go look up handbags and Chanel and see how you go.
Look up. I might have got it in Asia.
No, I don't think you did. You've already said it was Europe.
All right, let's go to the next caller. Right. Thanks, Bruce. Terence.
Yes, how are you going?
I'm interested in this world that you've purchased because this is a big one for guys. We might have handbag fetishes, us chicks.
Sure.
Guys like a watch. Terence,
yeah,
is that right?
Guys love watches, yeah. I spent on transit to Bangkok. I stopped at Hong Kong. I've been eyeing this watch out for a while. I bought a Panerai watch for almost $10,000.
Yeah, that's pretty standard, really.
What do you? Listen to you. It's pretty standard.
I spent more than that on the Prince Albert.
I did get it at a good price at the airport.
All right, mate.
Okay, and that sounds like a very quick decision purchased to you, mate.
Well done, Terrence. You boot this home. There you go. People do it. They go mad. You weren't the only one to be almost gauche.
I wasn't the only one.
And excessive.
How dare you call me gauche? I am not gauche. I told you, I had not bought a
flashy handbag. Where's your handbag as we speak?
Well, I'm not going to bring it in here because you'll nick it.
What's in it? That's what I want to know.
Shut up.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
30 years ago, they were unemployed.
Walks out of work.
Is it funny?
It's hilarious.
And they haven't stopped working or making us laugh since.
My happiest moment was when I heard that Monaro car horn outside the theatre. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Because the wogs from the suburbs had arrived.
From Acropolis now.
Beauty, it's a curse. And I've got it.
To the Wog Boy movies.
Mate, that's a 69 Valiant Pacer. Do you understand? Huh?
Now, Nick Giannopoulos and Mary Kustas are back on stage together in Star Wogs.
Let's get this party started.
It's a big yassel to Nick and Mary's good friends, Jim and Effie.
Oh, my God, it's Jim and Effie.
Hello. Oh, your excitement.
Oh, my God. I think we just found our commercial for the stage show. Thank you, Triple M.
Well, yeah. I just got to say, I speak for a lot of people when I say, welcome back, where the hell have you been?
Oh, my God, it's so good to be back. Well, yep. I've been back, but Jim hasn't.
Oh, mate, I've been in court for the last 10 years.
Have you? What were the charges?
Do you know Jim's mowing? I took him on.
You took him on?
The guy stole my name. He's got Jim's antennas. It's Jim's everything.
Jim's everything.
It actually is. Jim, you got Jim's oven cleaning I saw the other day.
Correct. And now everything I do is cousin Jim's.
That's ridiculous.
With an asterisks, whatever that means.
You've had a rebranding going on.
I had to rebrand, mate.
You are. All right. Well, I look forward to seeing that. Heffy, what about your good self? What can you
put? You're looking as beautiful as ever, Heffy,
you are,
I have to say.
Unbelievable.
It's not my fault. You know, Mick, I saw you twice yesterday.
We did.
You know, I get around in hygienic ways. I was at the President's lunch, Eddie's lunch yesterday, Collingwood, Richmond, go the Pies.
You were very funny too.
I got up and, you know, said my footy bit, didn't I?
You did very well.
And, you know, you got to spill it out there, you know. You Eddie did. And Effie should have been us, but somehow Carla got involved. But anyway, like, you know, I've been around. I did a show in the last couple of years, which I toured.
Yes, of course.
Called Effie the Virgin Bride.
And Elvis left. Effie, in this world of Instagram, because, you know, we have gone back years together. I remember sort of performing around the same time as you. But the social media has brought a big change, hasn't it? And Instagram big for you?
Oh, you know what? I'm particular. You know, I'm across Facebook, but I don't like to, you know, look, I like people to miss me and I come back in a big way. I don't want them knowing all my business.
Really?
Less is more with Effie. She's an enigma.
It's true. It is. I say mystery. Bring it back, people.
That's it. What about you? What have you been doing? Well, mate, she's been out there ruling the airwaves.
I can't get the Facebook on my Nokia 6310.
Really?
He's caught in a trap.
Well, why can't get rid of the phone, mate? Update your phone.
You know what I miss? I miss it when phones had big aerials. I used to put a Greek flag on mine.
Now, guys, you are going to get back together and you're putting on a show called Star Wogs, the Ethnic Strike Back.
Good, huh? You like it?
I love the title.
You guys were up
that
all night.
That is super funny. And you're going to tour the whole of Australia.
Yeah, except for a couple of places that won't let us back in. But we won't talk about that.
Who else is involved? You two will be headlining, of course.
Sushi Mango.
Who's Sushi Mango?
Oh, my God.
Are you serious or what?
They're YouTube sensations. Right. They're hilarious.
I know those guys. Yes, of course.
They're
yes.
gorgeous.
Pardon me.
Mate, 25 million views.
All right.
On the YouTubes. Do you know the YouTubes?
I do know
Mick's not on. Mick's not up with
listen,
all that.
You know us, Wogs. We pluralise everything. There's the YouTubes.
Franchise.
There's the Facebooks. The Twitters.
Everything's got an S on the end.
I love it. Right. Don't worry. We all say right. that too. Well, look,
sorry. No need to get upset about it.
No, mate. That's just how I am. It's a Wog thing.
I'm
listen, when you've got a grease, you'll work it out.
I will.
He's comically aggressive.
We can't wait to see the both of you, but I'm wondering just if we can do this because just walking in behind you and we've just see that my old mates, Nick Giannopoulos and Mary Christmas, have just arrived,
oh,
who are very close with them. Hi, guys. How are you?
Oh, I didn't catch you on Turek Road this morning.
Hello.
Hello, Mick.
What's wrong with those two?
Now, last time, I saw Nick. He's just done a very successful one of his stage shows last year, but I did see you in Mykonos and we've just been talking about the Greek islands.
Well, I said I want to go and Jane said to me, do not go anywhere near the Greek Islands without talking to these two.
Yes, so that's true.
Yeah, look, have you got any advice? Since I made that movie, The Kings of Mykonos, I've become the official Australian.
It was a documentary, wasn't it?
Do you know what? Nick is one of research.
He is the King of Mykonos because when you walk around, I'm not joking, everyone goes, hey, Nick, oh, King of Mykonos.
I'll tell you a quick funny story. I'll tell you the funniest story. Australians go there and the Greek shop owners go, hello, you're from Australia? You know Nick? They go, Nick who? Nick Giannopoulos. They go, yeah, we know Nick. Do we get a discount? No, of course not.
That's fantastic. Tough. And Mary, you, of course, have got great ties with Greek.
Yes, I do. I've spent a huge amount of time there, and it's an addiction that I admit to. I'm totally addicted to going back every year. The year before last, I was there for 3 months. Last year for 5 weeks. This year for 5 weeks, next year hopefully for 3 months again.
So do you two decide maybe you could go to do you write together in Mykonos or we should have this show together?
We've been writing this show for months and we didn't think to write it there, but
Mary's told me not to bother her in Greece, actually.
Has she?
So we're doing it all. No, she said, don't call me when I'm over there.
Yeah, I did say that.
Well, see, you two have known each other for such a long time, you can probably talk to each other like that.
Yeah, we can. Yeah. There is certainly a shorthand between us.
Yeah, no, it's great. When did we meet? 87?
Seems very comfortable.
I can't tell you how excited people are.
They really
this
are.
This is happening, by the way.
It's awesome.
So
though.
It's the word is out there. Yeah. People are genuinely excited. Have you got some?
Yeah, Star Wog. So Melbourne Comedy Theatre from August 31. Sydney, the Enmore Theatre. Wollongong Anita's Theatre. The Theberton.
Theberton. Massive.
And
that's
the Regal.
That's about 2,000 seats, the Theberton.
Huge.
Well,
you're going to kill him. You're hilarious, and it's great to have you both back.
It's great to see you both. Yeah. I feel like I'm back at the first Melbourne Comedy Festival.
That's like the old school.
It's Wog's out of work and degeneration.
There it is. Hey, I'll speak to you afterwards about Mykonos.
Good plan.
Not in front of the chicks.
Wogs.com.au to buy tickets.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Wogs.com.au, by the way, to get all the details on Jim and Effie's show that's coming all across Australia.
Go and see it. Yeah. It will be great. It's just flat chat entertainment.
They are.
And
Effie is so funny.
A national treasure?
So funny, yes.
I was called a national treasure the other day.
You were?
Yeah, I was.
That just means you're getting old.
Oh, Jesus, you're...
Oh, my God. The look on your face
You've got me rattled. You've got me rattled today.
I'm so happy
How
today.
Dare you break into my house and steal my Richmond Prince? That's taking a joke
then
and
people
escalating
are very
it
happy.
To a point. See, me stealing your jacket's funny because it's just a stupid jacket.
It's not funny and it's not a stupid jacket.
And then you go and take something very personal to me.
I know.
Which is...
I love that.
And break into my house to do it.
What else was in Mick's house? Did you rifle through his undie drawer?
I was like, you know,
was
a
there anyone
spy.
There?
I had my radar. No,
what's
was
in
there
the
anyone there? I did say hoo hoo before I walked in. I must say, I've got some people on.
But people aren't coming down on your side, are they?
Well, what do you reckon? Yes, brilliant, and right where they belong. Girl power. Hashtag holding all the cards. Says
let's
Michelle
not make this a
Michelle.
Gender issue.
Well, why not? Someone said about your prince. Philip Hoyland said, all I see is trash on hard rubbish. Am I missing something?
Who's that guy?
That's Philip Hoyland.
I'll find you. I will hunt you down. I will find you and make you apologise for those remarks.
Stevie B says, surely Mick knows he's not going to win this battle. And he knew. And that's why I'm currently wearing the jacket right now. Well, lots of people. Go girl, says Volley 38. Yeah. Woman power. Chick power. Me power.
So how do we?
I'm the winner.
How do we handle this?
From where? What are you talking about?
Well, what? Is this the end of it or?
No. I've sent someone from Triple M to go and get them, if they're there. Yeah. I mean, a lot can happen between.
You love your dog, do
they've
you?
Been there. No, we made a deal that this
done?
Stops. We
are
have
we
to
done?
Shake on this.
Shake
my hand. Shake my hand.
And I've witnessed the shake. So.
Right. Hey, Shivers, that took a long time.
Can
to
I ask you, are you going to keep that stinky jacket on when our next guest comes in?
I will.
Because I know you're fond of him.
I know
you think he's a very talented actor, which he is.
I do.
Are you going to behave yourself?
Of course I am. What do you expect?
No,
yes. There's no hashtag me too around here for
me. Represent the show.
Oh. Be professional this time around.
I'm not listening to you.
We had Tim Winton on Friday.
Tim Winton.
He was amazing, by the way.
He was amazing. Oh, yeah. Yes. And he's talking about his new film, Breath, which our next guest has directed
and stars
acted
in.
Simon
Baker. Bloody awesome.
We'll be talking to him soon.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
I've got a very good feeling about this hour, Jane Kennedy. We are going to bite off some big ones. ABBA has some new songs out. You have not been the same since you heard the news.
Well, I'm quite ecstatic, as you can imagine, and I know you'd be thrilled about that too, Mickey. Yep. Hey, Prince Harry's on a new diet.
Yeah, well.
Because his new-to-be wife or his fiancée's already got him under the pump.
Two words, Jane. Pussy whipped. Hey. Or is that one word? I'm not sure.
I'm not sure.
We'll get the dictionary out.
Hey, over the weekend, people were putting old headshots up on Instagram.
And these are very embarrassing, mostly to you, Jane Kennedy.
Well, I'm not embarrassed.
You look like a young Tonya Harding before it all went wrong. What were you thinking?
I was working the monobrow, that's all I know.
Cute, sweet, young girl, so full of hope, with such a bright future.
Corrupted by people like you.
Look at you now, sitting in your stinky Triple M bomber jacket.
Can you not say it's stinky? Because I'm next to a very special and impressive person, and I'll have you know.
Here we go.
It's what many Aussie actors have dreamed of. Making it in Hollywood. And Simon Baker did just that in The Guardian and The Mentalist.
I have a bad feeling about this.
You've been shot. You're bound to have a gloomy outlook.
LA Confidential, Margin Call, and The Devil Wears Prada were all big hits on the silver screen.
You're a vision.
Oh.
Thank God I saved your job.
And you must be doing something right if Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban write a song about you.
Give it up for Simon Baker. A gas guy, a girl's heartbreaker.
Now, making his debut as a director with the film adaptation of Tim Winton's Breath.
Fear's only natural, mate. People face down fears every day. Daring to try, that's mankind for you.
Please welcome Simon Baker.
Wow. That was really welcome quite aboard. Majestic.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
Are you a bit nervous? Are you sweat on you? You're wondering what was about to pop up there, were you?
Yeah, this time of day is a little bit of anxiety generally.
But Simon, I'm trying to think. There's no skeletons in your closet. You're just, you know, you and Rebecca, lovely couple, lived in LA for years.
We did. We lived there for, I think, it was about 20 years or that.
Jeez. Yeah.
Yep.
And you still got your Aussie accent?
Yeah, I mean, you know, couldn't beat it out of me.
Except we saw you play in American.
Give it a try. Why don't you
you
3-5-3?
You can pay me to change it.
Oh, we can pay you to change your accent, of course.
What a busy resume that is. Do you ever have time to look back on what you've done and achieved to date? You must feel a great sense of pride and joy.
I don't necessarily choose to look back when I do have the time. Normally, I don't know. I've always been a bit of a go-forward person. So
you're a bit of a low-key guy. I think you're not sort of brash and over the top. And I think you like to work hard and you surround yourself with really good people and you collaborate with people, yeah?
Yes. I like it when you frame a question that way.
You had to say yes.
The end of a publicity campaign. I'm down
really
with yes.
Really
doing to
do the
no
work
answer.
For you.
Okay. Let's talk plainly and straightly. Yep. You're on the end of a publicity campaign. Mm-hmm. You've had it, haven't you? Mm-hmm. How many interviews have you done?
I don't know.
You're sick of answering all the same questions.
No. Yeah,
do you want to talk about something else? Let's talk about the film and then we'll get off the track.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's what I do.
Excellent.
We've got you on the. This could be. Is this your last day of interviews or when does it
No, there's a couple tomorrow.
All right.
Okay, so let me set it
up. Out of the way.
I saw the film on Friday. It's a really wonderful Australian film. Is this your directorial debut?
Yeah, this is the first time.
Okay, well that's mind-blowing that it's your debut because it's a really wonderful film. Can you set it up for our audience, please, what the story is about, Simon?
Well, it's a simple story of rites of passage. It's two boys growing up in Western Australia in the 70s, you know, stretching their horizons, looking for a bit of adventure and time because in the 70s you had time.
Yep, sure.
They run into this, they discover the ocean and this idea of surfing and they're mesmerized by it and they get befriended by an older bloke that sort of shows them the ropes. And
he mentors them, really.
I like this story already. Now, this would have come quite naturally to you because you grew up in Ballina, mm-hmm. which is a beachside town. It's a mm-hmm. surf town. Were you a surfer yourself?
Yeah.
So this stuff, so when this book comes across your desk and you're asked originally, I suppose, to be in it as opposed to direct it, you just go,
right.
I know this. I can do this.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, it's bizarre when you open a book and you realize, and you know, the way Tim writes, he gets into the details of the senses really trigger, you know,
how things smell in the morning when the wind's blowing from the northeast. All of that stuff just shakes me straight away.
Yeah. I grew up with surfers, and it's the first time when I saw the film that I I'm a surfing mole, sure.
Wow.
But it's the first time that I understood why I was the mole sitting on the beach with the Chico Rolls and why the boys were out on the surf for so long, because the way that this film has portrayed the feeling and the necessity and the need for everybody to be in the water and the ocean. I think that's done so well.
Why weren't you in the ocean?
Because I was getting a tan. I had the baby oil on and I was trying to get a tan.
Oh, the old baby oil. Sizzling.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Puberty Blues was a documentary as far as Jones said. Can you hang about, please, Simon?
I love Puberty Blues. Yeah,
it's a great film. A bloody funny Australian comedy.
We have
comedy.
A song that I think, is this not from the film?
Yeah, there's only one needle drop in the whole song and this is it.
The Chain. Fleetwood Mac.
Good Lord.
How did you get that song in your film? I can imagine it would be quite tricky.
It was a bit daunting. And the first music supervisor, when I mentioned it, she went, oh. I had to submit to all members of the band because they all sort of, they don't necessarily all talk, I don't think.
And, you reckon?
No kidding.
So it was a bit of a process. But in the end, I had to show them bits of the film and it was nice getting little snippets for emails back from their management saying, yeah, they really like the way it plays in the film. It's good.
Did you have to pitch the film? Did you have to let them know were they keen to know what it was all about?
Yeah, I gave them sort of an outline of the film and then sent like snippets where I wanted to use it.
Why is it the only song you included? It obviously means a lot to you if that's the...
The music soundtrack's wonderful, by the way, but it is quite an impact when you have it. Yeah,
it's mainly score.
It is.
I think it's kind of obvious of the 70s movie to just go slather it in 70s hits.
Sure.
And also, it's an expensive way to make a film, really.
Yes, it does cost a lot to get the rights for those songs. And I did like that because you also were restrained with the, oh, I get it, it's the 70s.
Yeah.
It kind of could be filmed today in some small coastal town. It's just,
see a panel van, I'll be very disappointed.
Well, you sort
You're
of do, but
see
you see the piping, it's Come the wind sheeters and it's the haircuts.
It's the folksy version of the 70s.
It is. Yeah. It's really lovely.
Hey, so the directing debut, mm-hmm. Is this now it? Have you got the bug? Do you want to do more? Is this a
I had
track
the bug
going down?
Before I started acting.
So you've been coveting this for a while?
Well, yeah, you were directing episodes of The Mentalist and Guardian, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been wanting to do it for a long time. It's just about trying to, get the confidence and find the right kind of thing that you feel confident about.
I was just quickly going to say too with the, back to breath, but the boys that you use in it and people when they go see the movie, these guys had never acted before, but they were professional surfers and you had to teach them basically how to act in a feature film. How'd that go?
Yeah, it was good. It was a bit like wrangling cats. Yep. But they cats are lovely characters. Yeah,
they're so lovable, these boys, though. I mean, it's really boys on adventure, this stuff. So we can't.
Are they surfers who can act or actors who can surf? Where are we?
Well, I think they're probably surfers that can act at this point.
Yeah.
But the learning curve is pretty steep. And, by the end of it, they felt pretty confident.
How's their concentration span? Because for anyone who's never been on a film set, there's not a lot happening for a lot of the time because everything's being rigged. Did they find it crushingly boring as a process? Because if you haven't been on a set, that's people's genuine comment.
The set was different to any set you've ever been on.
Oh, it's got absurd features.
There was not a mark on the ground. We shot every rehearsal. It was very loose. I was talking through the middle of takes saying, just say that line again. Look at him. Look at him.
That's
Look
great.
So it was not like, because you've got wild animals, you behave and prepare in a different way.
Yeah,
yeah, cool.
Well, it's been widely received and acclaimed and already won awards and I think it's going to clean up in the, I know that's not why you made the film, but it's been, it's really respected. In fact, Mary Custis just said she absolutely loved it and said it's one of her favourite Australian films.
Yes.
Very good. I'm looking out there. Can I see three generations of Baker boys?
Yeah, you can actually.
I can? Who's that good-looking rooster over there? Is that your old man?
That's my old man, patient one. And the
see,
other.
See where you get the good genes from.
Yeah.
And your gorgeous son sitting next to
you. Yeah, he's on a smartphone. Yeah. Sadly.
Playing Fortnite, probably.
Maybe playing some kind of game.
It is probably Fortnite. He's a little obsessed with that one, I think.
Hey, I even know what that is.
We can't thank you enough for swinging by. Congratulations.
Good luck
on
with
the
everything.
Film. Go and have a lie down. When you talk to the press, then you're done. Go and take a holiday.
Let's all go out and we'll have a big night out. We saw you recently in Sydney at dinner and we'll go out for you and have
we'll do it again.
Big night.
All right. Breath is in cinemas nationally May 3 this Thursday. Simon Baker, Kennedy Malloy.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
I know you love it hearing that Meghan Markle has just
got her claws into.
Well, you say she's changed Prince Harry.
Prince Harry used to be the most entertaining royal in modern history. He was on an all-time bender. He was the only royal who seemed to have carved out some territory where he could have some actual fun.
Well, I agree.
All his royal visits, you know, were not to Ubangistan or whatever it was. He would go to Cancun. He went to Cuba. He went to Rio. He was always on stage with Usain Bolt.
He went to Vegas. He did, you know what?
He did some nude billiards in Vegas.
He's the one royal.
He went to war, had some fun to get away.
He's a ginger.
He's my favourite ringer.
He's the one that I wanted to go to a dinner party. You know that everybody said, who would you like to be?
There you go.
Have dinner with.
And he's in the perfect position. He's one out, one back. Yes. So he's never going to be the king. Right. So he can get away with a bit more. He has been, had the life strangled out of him by this Meghan Markle.
I think he's marrying his nanny.
He's straightened up and he's flying right.
Listen
he's
up.
In no trouble. It's a massive
You won't be happy with what I'm about to tell you. She's changing his diet. She said he's got to drop some, she's got to shred it before the wedding. She said he was a bit porky. She's signed him up to a gym. I'm not kidding. And she's made him give up pizza. And
get used to it.
Do you know what?
Get used to the rest of your life.
He used to live off Kentucky Fried
that's
Chicken.
That's what you signed up for. That's my boy.
All his friends in the army said when he was a soldier that he just lived on Kentucky Fried Chicken.
He can't love this guy anymore.
And his family's former chef, Darren McGrady, said as young boys, Harry and William loved burgers, pizza and potato skins. So guess what? She's now got him on. This is not going to go well. I think this marriage is doomed. She's got him on quinoa. And she's got him on the juice in the mornings with the fruit and veg, those bloody green smoothies. I'm over them.
What is going on?
And she's also weaning him off meat. So it's just going to be miserable.
So he's going to be a vegetarian, redheaded.
I think he's going to be a vegan.
Pussy whipped.
Bit pale.
That expression's probably had its day, but never mind.
Come on. Credit where credit's due.
Well, if it's to be used, that's where it's to be used. But he's lost half a stone.
And is she making him do this for the wedding photos?
Yeah, this is not unusual, Mick.
Well, I've known this, and we know that the brides in particular pull out all stops to look good on their day.
As a rule, generally, brides don't even give another thought to the groom until the actual day of the wedding because the wedding's all about them. Yeah. But I think all eyes are going to be, billions are going to be watching. So she wants him to shred. And I'm just wondering, have other people been under the pump?
Oh, guys, give us a call if you've been told to lose the beard, lose the weight and lose your friends.
Just before your wedding.
On three occasions, I've been asked to be the godfather.
Only to be overruled. Oh. Yeah, that's not surprising. I get it.
Hey, mate, you know what I said I wanted to be with my mother? Yeah, that won't be happening.
Yeah. No. I imagine that's vetoed in the strongest possible sense.
I would be good at that.
I don't know.
That would be a strong suit of mine.
I don't know about that.
Would you?
I'm not sure.
Ah, jeez. I think you might have been one of these occasions.
Well, I didn't. I would never veto you.
So she wants him to look. She wants him to look good on his wedding. At least he's in.
She does.
Basically, the groom is human ballast in a wedding photo. Don't you agree?
Totally.
It's like going to the ballet.
Just turn up on the day.
Turn up.
So I'm worried.
Stand there. Yep. Get the photos. Yep. As I told you, in Japan, they don't even bother anymore.
They just get a wedding
without the groom,
which I quite like that idea. But the groom's the sort of last thing you think of. What?
I'd like to see you get some wedding photos on your own. Can we?
We can do a photo shoot.
I want to see myself in a wedding.
All right, 133353. So, what are you looking for? What did your wife make you do before the wedding?
Guys, did you get read the riot act before the wedding? Did you have to do anything special? Come on. Can you still fit into your groom's outfit?
Come on.
133353.
How much under the pump are you?
Loosen that cummerbund. Mr. X.
Mr. X.
Here's a guy. Are we changing his voice? Hello, Mr. X. How are you?
Hello. How are you doing?
Yes, good. You read the riot act prior to the wedding?
Yes, about 4 weeks before the wedding, I went round for dinner and I was told I had to sell the bike and have a deposit for a house within 6 to 8 months.
So what was the bike? What was the bike?
Oh, it's a little 400 Ford.
Like a motorbike?
Yeah, motorcycle, yeah.
How far out from the wedding were you?
about 4 weeks.
Oh, geez, that's left a late.
And I turned around and said, "Well, what about your horses? They cost more than your bike." Oh no, no, no!
Sounding like you've been married for 20 years.
Are you still together, Mr. X?
No, when I went out, the dog bit me. And I thought, this is the end, and I joined the army the next day.
So that was a bad omen altogether.
But he's still in hiding. He's joined. Yeah. He's in a police witness protection scheme. That woman ever works out who he is.
Good, they're going to come and hunt you.
Mate, I got a Dear John letter at recruiting. Yes. 2 months later, all these guys were getting them and crying, and I went, "Yay, beauty."
So we need to give
Mr. X a prize.
We'll give you a prize. You might have to tell our producers.
Who to send it to.
We won't put it on air.
Kennedy
Thank
Malloy
you.
Prize pack, including a Kennedy Malloy stubby holder, wine cooler and more, Mr. X. That's all coming your way.
Simon.
Yes.
How are you going?
I'm great.
What's your wife make you do?
I got put on a carbs ban, especially the fried variety. All chips went out the window.
Wow.
Was that hard to cope with?
It was hard to cope with.
You must really love this woman. no chips is a very testing.
That's tough.
All right.
Yeah.
And she also made me put moisturiser on. And I'm a boy from the bush, so I've never.
What was the moisturiser for?
On anything.
What's the moisturiser for?
Where'd you put the moisturiser on?
On the face, just to make the make it look a bit more youthful.
Wow.
For the photos.
I don't want that.
Are you still together?
We are still together.
Was it worth it, Simon?
It was worth it.
That's all that matters.
Did you lose any weight?
I dropped probably 5 kilos. I just sneaked some chips in on the side.
Yeah, it's just imagine that when your guy was sneaking around behind his wife's back, not with another man, but with a bucket of chips.
Thank you, Simon.
Good on you, Simon. I'm glad you're both happily married. David, what's going on, mate?
Good evening. Well, I reckon that I've got it easy. I only had to get my hair cut.
How'd you get your hair cut? That's a simple request. Yeah. Was there a problem with your hair?
Well, I didn't think so, but no, I was about 18 months, 2 years out of the army, and I hadn't had a cut after I'd got out.
Yeah.
And,
David.
It was my hair, when it grows, it's thick and it's an afro. Which
mate,
is like...
mate, my intel is people were tying cans to the end of your hair. It was that long. Riding happily married on your big box.
David. You ended up getting it cut?
Yes. It wasn't cut as too short, but it was cut and
cut straight. To her satisfaction.
All right. Good on you, David.
And what are you doing these days? Combing over?
Did you cave in?
Not really. I've always taken photographs anyway, and I know what it was like, so it wasn't too hard.
Good for you.
To do.
Not too big. Thanks,
right.
David.
Well done.
Maurice.
G'day.
How are you?
Hi, mate. What did you have to do prior to the wedding?
Well, two things. Can I say two things?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, right. So I had to handwrite notes to all friends and family saying how much they meant to us and
all that
month of the actual day.
What?
Hang on.
Back it up,
big fella.
Hang on.
Is this send them out or is this like waiting at their place of eating or at the reception?
I don't know what happened to them. I just had to hand them in and they went somewhere.
I don't know what happened to them. I signed them. I signed the documents and they went out.
That's ridiculous.
Had to write a note to every guest about how much they meant to you.
Jeez.
Wow.
That's seeing too many American movies, I think. Yep.
Well, yeah.
And what else? I'm shunning to ask what the second thing is.
Well, that was the second thing, sorry. That was the skydive part. So the in-laws and the parents...
What's the skydive part?
Hey?
What's the skydive part?
We missed the first bit of
the skydive into our reception, mate, to surprise everybody.
Oh, you skydived into your reception. Now, was that your idea or your bride's idea?
Well, the second segment's about the bride, isn't it? So it was her idea.
So,
I would look the right goose if I didn't do it, wouldn't I?
Yeah, you would indeed.
Nice, well done. Let's boot this home with Scott. Scott, how did you prepare for your own wedding? What was the right act read to you?
Mate, there was two things I had to get for the wedding day of the wedding. First thing was the rose petals. The wife and her daughters spent all day the day before collecting rose petals from the garden. A big garbage bag full, sitting right at the front. And guess who forgot them?
Oh, man, Scotty.
No, but that's the small thing. Yeah. The big thing was I forgot the bridesmaids.
What do you mean you forgot the bridesmaids?
Well, we were standing around at the ceremony. Everyone's sitting there tapping their toes. Get a phone call saying, is anyone coming together? So I said, yeah. No, the driver should be on his way. Hung up. turned to one of the groomsmen and said, get in the car, go get the bridesmaid.
Yeah, your wife might have a point there. Yeah. I have to say, well I'm done. Sure.
Thank you, Scotty. Thank you, everyone.
Many more calls banked up for that.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
I can't believe we're doing this.
Are you groaning already?
I can't believe we're doing it. We've already played Fleetwood Mac on the show today, which is chick music.
You
know, I'm just trying to bait you.
I know.
Don't take it.
It's a little bit of ying, a little bit of yang.
And now, what are we doing?
For the first time in 35 years, ABBA have got new songs. The original artists. Yeah, there's something in the air, all right.
Why?
Why?
Why have ABBA?
Why do you reckon? Do you think the demand for new ABBA songs is pretty high?
Didn't I hear they were going to do a tour as holograms? Was that? Did you hear that?
I did hear the hologram rumor because I still don't think they.
Because how old are they?
Well, they're 69, 70, 71, 72. But as I keep maintaining, that's not old.
Why are they releasing new music?
Because the demand has been so high and Benny and Bjorn keep writing. The world, you knucklehead. They're the most successful band in the world.
You're saying they're the most successful band.
Well, yeah, I am saying that. It's definitive.
You've got a soft spot because?
Well, I was the very first concert I went to.
Remember that.
I always remember that. Yep. Mum and Dad and my sister
went. Did they?
No, they came. I was only in grade five.
So what's the late 70s?
Was late 70s, yep. And I was decked out in ABBA wear.
Really?
What were you wearing?
I had ABBA socks, ABBA belt, ABBA t-shirt, everything.
I'm just going to ask this once. What? Is there any photos of this at all? We're about to get into your headshot.
You'll find that, but I don't know if there's any evidence at the time.
I know. I'll be so disappointed.
I could recreate it now. I might be a little squeezy into the t-shirt now. But,
so you've always held a candle, a soft spot.
I've got every ABBA album that was released in its day.
But do you want to hear new music?
Of course I do.
What will it?
I'll take anything at this stage from ABBA. I'll tell you though, I've got Arrival, Waterloo, Super Trooper, the album Voulez-Vous, ABBA. Simply ABBA, Ring Ring, ABBA Gold. And The Visitors was a bit controversial.
Are they albums?
Yes, I've still got them. Records. You know them?
Who are you? Only you and Molly Meldrum would have all those records.
Seriously, you are surprised that I would have
that you would have.
And so, of course, when Mamma Mia the musical came out in the movie, do you think I was up on my feet, loving myself, sick, singing along to that?
Do you have a favourite song of ABBA? Is there one that's, your signature song to sing along to?
I think SOS is one of the most beautiful songs of ABBA's that I've heard.
Dave, what are you doing?
I'm having a look for it.
I think Super Trooper is just another one that my girlfriends and I used to love.
Can we have security, please, to Studio One? This is getting
out of
hand.
Super Trooper. That's
it. That is it.
Mick's out.
Triple M is dead.
Mick is done.
It's over, everyone. The party is over. I'm done.
I concede. That's pretty bad.
Kennedy Malloy.
What has happened?
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
I have seen a very good picture of you recently.
Now, I don't know if it's very good.
It's called Old Headshot Day. It's from Twitter and Instagram. Are you across this day?
I saw the photo as well.
Well don't laugh too much.
Did you see Jane's photo?
Yes.
Unbelievable. There she is.
I'm standing next to, I'm leaning on a ladder and for some inexplicable reason. I don't know.
What year is that from?
Oh, the late 80s. Late. Maybe early 90s. I have to pump it up.
A ladder.
It's a ladder. I don't know why I'm next to a ladder. Who knows? Maybe I was thinking about doing something at Bunnings, but I do have the monobrow. I've got the chunky belt.
Look at that.
And the sort of, rocker hairdo.
Who was it like? Who were those? It's kind of a bit rock chicky.
It's probably, what is it?
And your fashion sense hasn't improved at all.
I beg your pardon. That's pretty cool.
If you compare the picture of that beautiful young hopeful girl to what I'm looking at right now, wow, what's happened? Mm. In the interim,
good on you.
Yeah.
No, you look scared now. You should be.
You've been very mean to
How
me
How dare
today,
you?
So.
I have not. I'm on top of the world. Dangerous day. We've seen a picture of you.
Okay. I'm going to ask
Dave, you're wearing a cowboy hat.
Yes.
Can I ask?
Bearded up.
Is this from Farmer Wants a Wife?
You look confused, actually.
Were you one of the original contestants?
No. When I was working in regional radio, I had a supplementary income.
He's playing to the regional.
Well, we're going to shout out to all our regional callers today.
God love you. Look at where can they see this? You want to have a look at this for some regional himbo action?
Instagram at Kennedy Malloy. No, I was doing some TV commercials and I was playing a cowboy.
For what?
What was the TV commercial
that
for?
That was
No, come on.
That was for Mobs of Pots in
all the big stuff.
Mobs of Pots? What do you mean?
It was a nursery.
They smell pots.
Did you do any line dancing in that?
No, I had
ad.
There's a piece of grass I'm chewing on, as you can see there.
There seems to be some grass on
your
head.
We've gone through quite a few.
Why would you, when you've got hair, would you put a hat on? Mate, look at you now, you should pop a hat on.
He's been very rude.
I'll pay you money to pop a hat on.
Hey, look, I'm looking at other people. Limo has put his on. Merrick Watts has put his. They're so fun.
Have a look at Limo. His fashion sense has not
Stephen
improved.
Colbert's put one on. And it's
Merrick,
a really happy
Merrick.
Hang on.
It's a little tadpole.
Wait, Stephen Colbert has put his, and it's a really happy smiling face. He says, I don't remember ever being this happy in my 20s. That's funny. You've got Melissa McCarthy. Like everyone, it's international. Mm. Everybody put them on. Melissa McCarthy's is hilarious. Judd Apatow, Mark Hamill, we've got. Oh, I'll tell you one you've got to look up. Guy Sebastian, it's a corker.
Is it the afro?
Yeah, it's afro and a beard and a mo and the whole bit. It's the whole kit and caboodle.
One with a lot.
Mick? Was there one of you?
I've put one up on our website, just I didn't even know the cameras were on. I've got me relaxing in a quiet moment.
Oh, that's not the one in your trackies with the moustache.
I might be.
Hang on, I'm going to look
that's
that
hilarious.
Right now.
You'll see that. Instagram at Kennedy Malloy.
Indeed.
Oh, that's terrible. I have been in a great mood because I've got my jacket back, everyone. Oh,
do you know what? You lowered your colours
so
today.
Good. Why?
I think in the eyes of many people out there, you have come down somewhat.
I don't think
in their
so.
Estimations.
I think you're pissed off.
I thought you were better than that.
No, you did not.
If you missed it earlier, Jane on Hard Rubbish Day has broken into Mick's house and you've taken a couple of, was it pictures? Yeah, or?
Three of my Rennie Ellis original photographs of the Richmond Football Club.
It's something that he treasures
from the 70s.
above all.
Well, they're sacred items.
Yeah, he told me that.
You took them off the wall.
So I was.
Are they back, by the way? Where are they as we speak?
They're in the boot of my, they've just been transported back to me. They're now in the boot of my car. You can pick them up.
Your dog's in the back of your car.
Well, she just got a bit of fur. You might need a bit of a clean.
Yeah, well.
And they sat on
an old
stained mattress too, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
They might need a bit of a clean.
People have been
very excited.
Okay. Yes.
Cop that, Mickey. Lesson learnt, says Blake Nichols. I think so. And Nonna Julesy says, awesome. Two can play at that game, Jane Kennedy. People are just patting me on the back, basically.
Well, I found it mean and an overreaction, an overreach.
Another one says,
you
Johnny
escalated
Clash
it
says,
unnecessarily.
Hearing Mick this afternoon, we found out what you had done was priceless, Jane. Yeah, I agree. It's priceless.
People are mean. So what about Maddie? Was there much feedback about Maddie who came in here?
Yes, there was.
It was one of my favourite moments of today's
show. She bought a pair of shoes,
$3,000. A $3,000 pair of shoes.
See, you've got to love a girl that does that.
Which
isn't
are runners.
That awesome?
Which are basically runners.
They are runners.
They're
Christian Louboutin runners.
And she's not in our corporate division. She's a rank and file member of a bit like Dave.
One of us.
I don't know.
Not like you guys, but one of me. But
all of us.
Well, Jane McAuliffe says they sell similar at Kmart for $10. I'm sure they're not the same thing. They're not Swarovski crystalled runners.
They were turning heads when she came in. We put the photo of that up on Instagram.
Could you wear those and not live in fear?
No, she'll get rolled.
Yeah. Put them in a bag. Christ's sakes.
She might.
Could you?
She better not take the train. That's my advice.
Could you identify them if you saw her walking down the street and go, bang, that's $3,000.
Absolutely.
All right.
It's a gift.
Goodbye, Jane.
Hey, big show tomorrow. Lawrence Mooney and the Prime Minister are going to join us. Excellent. This has been Kennedy Malloy.
A new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.